I am the eldest son of your most trusted name and prophecy, the master prophet, and I'm excited to be with you all this evening as
we are at the sanctuary. We are across the sanctuary. We are at the house of the Lord here, and we just finished up our Bible study, our leadership class at 6 o'clock, and the master prophet dropped some word on us this evening, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
And so I want to encourage the people of God to get their 80-18 in the ground, their law of abundance, as the window of opportunity is closing, and it's going to close down tonight. I know last time I checked, prophetess, earlier today, I had a countdown on my clock of about 12 hours. So the clock has got to be under 10 hours now at least. It's probably about 4 hours left on that clock, on that countdown. And so the people of God want to make sure that they get involved, that you get your law of abundance check written so that you can be counted in that number. Well, Prophetess Antoinette, let's find out who the members of the Company of Prophets that we have on the line with us this evening.
Prophet, well, Prophet Joshua, it is my pleasure. We're going to go right with you because we have Prophetess Bessie Allen on the call right now.
God bless you, Prophetess
Bessie Allen. How are you doing, Almighty Woman of God?
I'm doing great. God bless you, Prophet Joshua. I'm glad to be here. Amen.
And next, we have Prophet Michael Ellis.
God bless you, Prophet Michael Ellis. How are you doing, Mighty Man of God?
Hey, I'm good. I'm blessed and highly favored. Yourself?
All is well. All is well, Prophet Michael. Thank you for asking. And I wonder, is it cold down there in Fort Lauderdale, or is it nice and warm?
Well, if we compare it to what's in New York and around the rest of the country, I would have to say it's warm. Did the temperature drop a little bit? Yeah, it did. It's right now, I think it was 55 and 60. This morning was 60, 68, something like that. Now it's 55. It went down to 55.
Oh, my God, Prophet Michael.
I know.
How could you say it got cold, Prophet Michael? We're dealing with like 9 degrees up here.
Amen.
And that prophet is Bessie. I know yesterday she was telling me she had 7 degrees.
Amen.
I know it's cold, and my prayers for you guys down. But we're in a blessed, warm state, you know. That's just Florida.
Well, thank you, Prophet Michael. We accept your prayers, Mighty Men of God. Yes, thank you for them, and I know that they're going
to
just keep us warm.
It's cold. To answer your question, to the Floridian, they're saying it's cold, so, you know. But I lived in New York, so I know it's warm compared to New York.
So down in Florida, even the Floridians are saying it's cold.
Oh, yeah, to some of them, because they're not used to, when it gets to 55, 40. And, you know, that's 40 is like, being like a little below zero to them.
Yeah, because you all wear, like, shorts year-round down there, don't you, Prophet Michael?
Oh, we wear T-shirts on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day.
Oh, my God, Prophet Michael. Okay, you know what?
They don't even know what a cold is on Christmas. The winter doesn't start until January, February, March, and then dies out. That's it. But Christmas and New Year's and all between that November, December, people wearing T-shirts. They're going to the beach.
Wow. Okay, Prophet Michael, I got it. You know, Prophetess Antoinette, that Prophet Michael Ellis is just a show-off on this line. We're over here bundled up with thermals on, having in the church with 2 and 3 different shirts on, and Prophet Michael talking about T-shirts.
No, if you ask no questions, you ask a question, I just gave you an answer, you know. But all is well. It's, you know.
Amen.
You have a wife.
Well, thank you.
Bless you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off, Prophet Michael?
No, I'm good. I was just tagging along with Prophet Joshua Jordan. I'm finished.
Okay, well, we have Prophet Jeff Jackson online. He's in Ohio. It must be zero.
It's under zero, probably. Prophet Jeff Jackson, God bless you, mighty man of God. How are you doing?
Oh, God bless you. I'm doing well. I'm out in the snow.
Amen. And why don't you tell Prophet Michael Ellis what the temperature is over there in Dayton, Ohio?
Dayton, Ohio, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's like minus four today.
Minus 4 degrees. You hear that, Prophet Michael Ellis? He'll take your 55 degrees any day.
Oh, yeah.
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 Amen. 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 Well, thank you for being here, Prophet.
Well, let me see. If there are any other prophets on the line, this is a great time to announce yourself. Let Prophet Joshua know that you're here. All right, Prophet Joshua, it seems as if these are the company of prophets tonight.
We got four of God's best today, and I'm excited. And so, Prophet Antoinette, let's open up our email that the Master Prophet sent us this evening. And I pray that you've been checking your emails, because the Master Prophet has been writing us all. And that's where I found my countdown clock, Prophetess, because my law of abundance is closing, and the window of opportunity is closing. And so they don't want to miss out on this season as it's ending tonight. Prophetess Antoinette, what did the Master Prophet write us?
Well, this is what the Master Prophet wrote, Prophet Joshua. The law of abundance season ends tonight. And I hear God saying, don't let today end without writing your final law of abundance check. How about that?
Wow. I got 3 hours left, Prophetess. On the clock, 3 hours and 44 minutes. So you want to make sure you get your seed in the ground, because when the clock strikes 12, the window would have closed in, and I pray that your check is written. What does Deuteronomy 8 and 18 say, Prophetess Antoinette?
Deuteronomy 8 and 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And that's Deuteronomy 8 and 18.
Amen and amen. And so, yes and yes, Prophetess. Let's go ahead and give the people of God that phone number, because the next voice they're going to hear is the Master Prophet recording, and then we're going to come right back, and then we'll be getting into our teaching this evening. So you are in the right place. So let's give them the number so they get their 8018 in the ground, as this is the final law of abundance check, and the window is closing tonight, Prophetess Antoinette.
Wow. Well, here's a number to call to get your seat in the ground, and that's 212-316-2177. Get your seat in the ground, because tonight is the night that you want to write your final check. You want to have your instructions. You want to be in place. And then you wait for the Lord to reveal the promise. 212-316-2177.
Amen. Thank you for that, Prophetess Antoinette. And so let's go ahead to our recording that says press play here from the Master Prophet, and then we'll be getting into our teaching. We'll be giving you an ears view of what took place tonight at the leadership class, and so you're going to be blessed. So let's go right ahead and play the recording from the email that the Master Prophet sent us.
Praise the Lord. This is Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan. Listen. Stop what you're doing. Pay attention. It's the countdown. It's the countdown. The law of abundance season ends tonight. I know this sounds crazy. I'm not selling you on something. I'm just telling you when the window of an opportunity closes. The law of abundance season ends tonight. I hear God saying, don't let today end without writing your final law of abundance check. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. That is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. This check is the power to get wealth. What would keep you from writing the power to get wealth check? It is the power to get wealth. The law of abundance season the season is breathing life into your bank account. My friend, today is the last day of this law of abundance season, and God has been opening the portals of wealth and prosperity to those who would believe the prophet and said yes. Are you a yes? If you're a yes, say yes. It has been an amazing journey. Now, there is one more instruction that God has given me for you to do. If this is your first time responding to this law of abundance season, I need you to sow your 80-18 seed now. Forget today, now. Because as soon as you say later, it will be tomorrow. And write your law of abundance check per the instructions that I will give you before 11:59 p.m. tonight. Hear me. If you've been following my emails and have already written your law of abundance check or checks, I hear God saying, sow your final 80-18 seed today and write one more check before 11:59 p.m. And to do that, you can click the link in the email and do your seed of $80.18. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but when God is at work creating financial miracles and breakthroughs, sometimes it will defy human understanding. All I know is this law of abundance season is breathing life into your bank account. What you thought was impossible will soon become a reality. Your ability to keep things moving is proof that the Holy Spirit is blowing a mighty wind in your direction. Your ability to dream in this season will cut off any weeds that try to interfere with your harvest. I want you to click here to sow your new money seed of 80-18 right now. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that success is poking you in your back again, saying, I am here. Yes, that's what it's saying. The impossible only shows up as a test to remind you that you can do it. I hear the Spirit saying, think it not strange that you are having dreams about your future. I am taking away your pain and every distraction that tries to rob you of your upcoming season. As your personal prophet, I prayed this prayer for you last night, and I will be praying this prayer for you for the next 8 days. Father, open the eyes of your sons and daughters to the opportunities that are present. You have anointed them to stand and not run when the enemy attacks. I thank you, Father, for creating a money sound in heaven and releasing it into the earth realm. I know the blessing will come down, and this prayer will not be in vain. In Jesus' name, amen. Click here to sow your new money seed of $80.18 now. Sow it now, and I mean now. Something happens when the prophet prays. You deserve the best and only the best in this season of your life. Did you hear me? Don't settle for anything less. Did you hear me? Don't let doubt or fear take from you what God has already designated for you. Did you hear me? I see you stepping outside of your comfort zone in 2018 and manifesting the lifestyle you want. As your personal prophet, I am going to challenge you to take action that will contradict what you have heard over the last 2 years. I need you to really trust what God is saying and doing in this season. Remember, God is never trying to take something from you. He's always in the business of adding to you, multiplying to you, increasing you. In 2018, do not look to your bank account for the answers. As your personal prophet, I prophesy that this law of abundance season will create a vacuum that will attract money in your direction. That is why I need you to sow your 80-18 seed and write the very last check today before 11:59 p.m. as per my instructions. It will be a check you will not cash, a check you cannot date, and there's a specific things you need to write on your bank check. And if you don't have a check, get a paper and draw out the check, because it's going to be like an attracting factor in your account. Your very last check before 11:59 p.m. Your immediate action is creating a new path to prosperity. Your immediate action is moving you in the right direction to connect to the right people. Your immediate action is eliminating the sluggard walk. Your immediate action is changing the world around you. Your immediate action is creating breakthrough. Your immediate action is creating an overflow. Your immediate action is opening up a door. Your immediate action is bringing divine connection. Your immediate action is bringing the love in your life that is missing. Click here to sow your new immediate action money seed of $80.18. You know, poverty is a state of mind, whether you choose to believe it or not. It is a state of being, whether you choose to believe it or not. I prophesy over your life that you will stay connected to the source that shall deliver you. I prophesy to you tonight that what the Holy Spirit has for you and your household in this season will break any financial bondage you have been experiencing. I prophesy to you tonight that your mind was not created for you to worry. I prophesy to you tonight, never allow the enemy to trick you into thinking that there is not enough. I prophesy to you tonight, there is unlimited wealth all around you. I prophesy to you tonight that this is why you are to sow the 80-18 seed now and write your very last check today before 11:59 p.m. Go ahead now and click in this email, the new money seed of 80-18. As your personal prophet, I am here to set the record straight. This law of abundance season is shattering the disruptive advice of the enemy. That's right, it is shattering the disruptive devices of the enemy. It is distracting the disruptive advice of the enemy as well. New money is waiting for you to invent it. I can see it. Can you? Listen. This law of abundance season is positioning you to see that the sun is shining on the other side. In 2018, hear me, when the enemy brings you lemons, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you the entrepreneurship opportunity and the spirit on how to invent money and make lemonade, make lemon icing, make lemon cake. Make a lemon pie. You see, prosperous people are go-getters. Poor people sit and wait for something to happen. Are you sitting and waiting for something to happen? Or have you gone and gotten up and did the 80-18 seed now? During this law of abundance season, which is now closing, you're about to learn a lesson about procrastination, and it will reveal your way of being around money. But I will prophesy to you tonight that procrastination will not be your portion. Right here and right now, I break the spirit of procrastination in Jesus' name. Right here and right now, I prophesy that in this season, the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into working smarter and wiser. I prophesy to you tonight that you've been praying and seeking for a better way of doing things. I prophesy to you tonight that the anointing on your life is like honey. It will attract wealth. That is why you need to sow the 80-18 seed right now and write the last check now. Before 11:59 p.m. What are you waiting for? You should already be clicking and doing the 80-18 seed now. New money is coming. The canker worm and the palmer worm are no match for this law of abundance season. Let the universe hear you say, God is breathing on my finances. Nothing was lost. Did you hear me? Nothing was lost. Your seed is tearing down the walls of scarcity. nothing is lost. Opening the doors for entrepreneurship, nothing is lost. Miracle blessings are being released. Nothing is lost. Being released into your life as you are hearing the sound of my voice, I'm prophesying to you, nothing is lost. Know that there is safety in his presence. And in these last few moments, you have got to act now. Can you hear the urgency in my voice? I don't want you to miss this golden moment. There's an opportunity waiting for you on the other side of that seed, a testimony that's going to flip out of your mouth and flip you into being. God has set you up for something very special. I pray that you are ready for the prophetic to be released in your life like never before. Every dream is being awakened, and your possibilities are being realized. Get ready for the next coming attraction. Eyes have not seen the level of prosperity you are about to walk into. As your personal prophet, I decree that every time you say the name of Jesus, greater blessings will overtake you and your household. I prophesy over your life that your seed will bring forth a harvest that will shut the mouth of your naysayers. Listen, I prophesy over you increase and immediate action. I need you to respond to this email right now and sow your final new money seed of $80.18 into the ministry so that you can write the final law of abundance check before 11:59 p.m. Your wealthy place is in view, and I don't want you to miss it. Click here and do that now. To sow your new money seed of 8018, click here now. A prophet will call you immediately to begin bringing clarity to this season of abundance that you are entering. You will receive a personal word of prophecy from me, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, on MP3. Directly sent to your email. Come on, this is the last day. Believe the prophet and prosper. I'll see you on the live telephone conference call at 8 o'clock this evening. The eldest son of the master prophet will be on, Prophet Joshua Nathaniel Jordan. The eldest prophet, the eldest son of the master prophet, a true son of the prophet, Prophet Joshua Jordan, and the company of prophets will be joining with them on the live telephone conference call. You have the number in your email. Go ahead and be on that line tonight, 515-604-9266, 515-604-9266, 515-604-9266, 515-604-9266.
All right. Yes, you have that number. That's the conference line that you're on right now. And this is Prophetess Antoinette Harris, and we are live. Yes. Okay. We are live.
Live.
How are you, Prophet Joshua?
My God, I am well. And that was some recording from the Master Prophet. That was some prophetic word that we began to hear. Oh, my God. And I want the people of God that are listening to get their feet in the ground and buckle their seatbelts, because we're going to get even further into the prophetic word and into the word of the Lord. As there was a powerful, powerful teaching that I am sure you have not heard before, because it was just released. That teaching was just released. We just came out of this teaching. So Prophetess Antoinette, let's give the people of God the phone numbers to dial so that they can get their 8018 in the ground. And I know we got to get back to the service. But let us go ahead and give them the number, Prophet Advancement, and then we're going to get ready to go right into a powerful teaching with the Master Prophet. And this is going to be a teaching that has never been heard before on this conference line, but I promise you that it is going to bless your life. So you do not want to miss out on this special, special, special teaching that you're going to hear. Prophet Advancement, go ahead and give them that phone number to dial, so that they can get their seat in the ground. And then after that, we're going to go right to the teaching from tonight with the Master Prophet, Prophetess Antoinette.
212 216-2177. That's the number to call to get your seed in the ground. Tonight is the night. 212-316-2177. Get your seed in the ground. It's going to matter. We're getting ready to go back into service.
Amen and amen. Well, yes and yes. So let's go ahead, moderator, and let's begin the teaching that from our master prophet from our leadership class on Wednesday, which is tonight at 6. So let's go right ahead. And the next voice you'll be hearing is going to be the master prophet, that powerful, powerful teaching from tonight. Prophetess Antoinette, let's cue the moderator.
What kind of money condition are you in? Because money is always conditioning you, right? Although you should be sourcing it, some of you have looked at money as a source, although it may look at times to be a resource. But is it that money should be a resource, or is it that you should be sourcing it? Should you be creating the context for money to happen? So I'm going to ask Prophet Joshua to go and get a verse of scripture for me and get for me Ecclesiastes chapter 10. We'll start there. Yes, you're going to write for me today? Okay. Yes, go ahead and read verse 19. Ecclesiastes, ECC, period.
Right. No, which
chapter? 10:19.
All right.
We would have a spelling test here for Ecclesiastes. I want the spelling bee. Ecclesiastes, spell. You know all the abbreviation. Okay, go ahead, begin reading.
A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry.
Yes.
But money answereth all things.
But money does what? How many things do money answer? Money answereth all things. So I want to talk for a moment, and we're going to look at a couple of eternal truths. And I want to look at money is a tool. And I think I'm going to change this heading because I have money as a tool versus money as a being. But I want to look at money is a tool versus money being a thing. Because many people has money as a thing. Certainly it's not a thing. It's like you got to get it. You're working for it. You're after it, you know, and you really have lost the sense that money is a personality, money is a being, and also money is a tool. Money is an invention. So right there, money is an invention. Now, money is often is a taboo topic in the church. Church folks still have issues around money, especially poor people. Okay? Pastors are criticized when they talk too much about money. Everybody say money.
Money.
But how come Jesus talked a lot about money? And what we begin to see is that Jesus had a lot to say about money. Jesus dealt with financial topics because it exposes them and it exposes you and it exposes the heart of the individual. Money exposes your heart. Money does what?
It exposes your heart.
It exposes your heart. So if you begin to hear that money exposes your heart, would you say you agree with that or disagree with that, that money exposes your heart? Even though the Bible lets us know in Matthew that where a man's treasure is, that is where his. So how can money expose your heart? Let's go. How can money expose your heart? Okay, Prophet Cynthia, stand.
Well, Master Prophet, you always taught us that money magnifies who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really,
It exposes your heart because it magnifies you, so then people can really see who you really are. If it's good there, they see that. If there's evil there, they see that. So it really magnifies the essence of who you are.
It magnifies the essence of who you are. Anyone else? Money exposing the heart.
To me, money shows who you really are. It opens the veil. It can be either evil or good. I've known people that once they got that money and they were evil, they got even more wicked. But the people that were not sanctified, because that's another group, they were, you know, they actually blessed it away from them. But the people that were good people, they actually became more open and more like philanthropists at that point. They were giving their money away, and they were actually getting more money back.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
wow.
Good.
Money, to me, the statement that was made, it gives you a presence. So money keeps presencing you to your community and to the world.
Okay, great. Yes, Prophet Cindy, and then Prophet Antoinette.
To me, money really do expose the heart, because some people forget where they came from, and then they don't really know how to treat others. But when you have money, money isn't supposed to do that. Money's supposed to really humble you in a way to the fact where you don't forget where you came from. And, you know, just as much as God bless you, he could snatch it from you too. But it's also for you to, it shows your heart, but if you have the good intentions, that'll come out. But money is really to help better you, to be able to better the lives of others.
Okay. Money exposing your heart. That's the question on the floor. Yes.
Money exposing your heart. See, I'm just learning from you that it's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waking up to that. because, you know, it was always a necessity. Instead of a tool,
uh-huh.
it was a means of an end. If you didn't have it, then what are you going to do?
Okay.
So I would say that it exposes the fact that what will you do for it?
Okay. You know, what would you do for the tool? What would you do to get the tool?
It's not a tool at that point. What would you do for the money? But now that I'm learning it's a tool, it has a different meaning. And
mm-hmm.
As I'm sitting here, I'm learning more. But before, the love of money would expose that you would do anything for it.
Mm. Okay. Yes.
Can money be selfish too when you don't want to share?
Yeah, that's you being selfish. Money in itself doesn't have... Now it's going to sound like I'm saying two different things. Money is neutral.
Oh, how will you know when to use money wisely?
Because
giving or not giving?
Because wisdom is the principal thing. Is when you're wise, then your money become wise. When you're wicked, then your money becomes wicked.
Let's say you have a bill, and also to give all queen your time. How will you know when to use it, when not to use it? I don't know.
So the tithe, that's the first fruit. You're going to give God your tithe.
That's what I do.
Okay. What you do beyond your tithe, that's now something between you, God, and with all the world and the condition that you're living in your world.
Oh, okay.
But make sure you...
I give my tithe, my offering, first and second.
Right. And then you want to pay your bills, too. Yeah. Because your bills, because that speaks of your character as well.
Oh,
it talks about your money. You know, there's no such thing as good customers, bad customers. There's only customers and thieves. Right? And so we're getting ready to meet with all the members of the church. It's that time of the month, right? January. We're going to start meeting. And I'm just got to look at my schedule. I may start meeting as early as tomorrow. But we're going to start meeting with every member, right? Because there's no such thing as a good member or a bad member. There's either a member or a thief, right? Will a man rob God? Thief. How you rob me? Tithes and offering. Do you tithe? Yes, member. Do you not? Do you tithe? Sometimes. Thief. See, there's no such thing as really good member. Bad member is good member thief. How many understand that, right? There's no such thing as customer, good customer, bad customer. It's either customer thief. You're either thief or you're a customer. You're either a member or a thief. Amen. If they are attached to us as a member, they are giving to the body. If they're not doing their part as a tither, they're a thief. They're a cancer in the body. Member thief. Isn't that good? I mean, wouldn't that be powerful if you had thought about that for some relationships before you went to bed with them? I mean, you know, before you met them. I mean, before you got together with them, you would have looked at them and say, membership? Thief! They're going to rob my life. Amen. They're going to take a part of my life out of me, right? So money will cause you to begin to look at the character of a person. Okay? Yes, Sister Sarge, you want to say something?
Yes, grace and peace, family. Money is a tool for access for me. And so if I want to take a class and I have money, then I could pay for it myself. If I don't have money, then I'm looking for the grant or whatever, it's still the tool to give me access.
Good.
And then also the scripture that you said in Matthew, you know, where a man's treasure is, there is his heart. So my treasure is in the church. So whenever I have money, I look for opportunities to give to the church because it's just gonna, I'm just going to spend it on, I don't know, some shoes or I don't know, something, or just sit in my bank at 1%. So, but I can give to the body, and everybody else is giving, and it'll be magnified by God Himself. And then also, money is a tool. So if I need to buy a ticket to go someplace or pay for my passport or whatever, I have that. So I'm learning, and also money means responsibility. The more I have to be more, learn to be more responsible, and also learn about investing so my money works for me.
Good. So money works for you. Thank you. Let's give everyone a hand, okay? So, as I'm working in my book here, look at something in Matthew, Prophet Josh, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, and we're going to look at the spiritual power of money. And the spiritual power of money is demonstrated in Jesus. Around the time when Jesus was doing the Sermon on the Mount, okay, that's around about Matthew 5, I think it is, where he starts coming out with the Beatitude. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, Jesus says something very, very interesting. What does he say?
No man can serve two masters.
Hold on. No man can serve two masters. Right here, two masters. No man can serve one. And remember, you're either a member or a, no such thing as good member, bad member. Member or a customer or thief. A customer is a person that pays. When a person does not pay, they're a thief. Okay? Is this making a lot of sense, right? Make a lot of good business sense, right? So you got to know whether you're walking with a thief. Or a customer, or a thief, or a person that's in membership. And all of those customers and membership all has to do with community. Okay? Are you plugged into your community, or are you draining your community? Okay? How are you plugged in? Are you plugged in as a vampire, or are you plugged in as a joint that's supplying? Everybody's plugged in. Because something is attached to you don't mean it's giving to you. Because someone's attached to you don't mean it is reciprocal. Amen. Okay? Now this is very, very good. And so when we start to understand value, everybody say value.
Value.
Say it again.
Value.
The disciples of Father Divine, I could take into Father Divine stories all day. But the disciples of Father Divine, they were some of the best workers. And during that time, they would work for white folks and stuff all upstate. And they were taught, Father Divine taught his disciples not to take any tips. So you couldn't...
Was he the guy who had like the orphanage in Albany or something?
I don't know if he had an orphanage. He had hotels all upstate there, in the turn of the century. And Father Divine fed all of his people, fed Harlem during the entire Depression. One of the disciples went to, he says, where did Father Divine get all of this money from? He said, the same place God gets the money from. Some metaphysicians once met some disciples of Father Divine. They said, how did Father Divine multiply all that food and feed all of Harlem during the Great Depression? They would come in and just pay a nickel and have a meal for a day. And he fed thousands. At one point, he fed like 10,000 people at one time. They said, how did Father Divine do that? And he says, well, you teach ye are gods. Father Divine really believed he was God. And so, what was so powerful, they owned real estate, the disciples owned real estate, and when the people would work and they said, we want to give you something extra, they would say, no, give it to Father. They said, we want you to have it, no, give it to Father. And what they would work as an ethic is that they would always exceed the expectation of the person that they work for. How powerful can you be when your value exceeds? It's called, touch your name and say, over-deliver.
Over-deliver.
I want you in 2018 to get into the practice of what?
Over-delivering.
What would happen if your life got into the practice of?
Over-delivering.
How powerful could you be if you?
Over-deliver.
How would you look in life if you?
Over-deliver.
How powerful your connections would be if you?
Over-deliver.
But most people want to under-deliver and over-deliver pay.
Right.
Say it with me, I'm anointed to over-deliver because I am money. Say it again, I am anointed to over-deliver because what?
I am money.
Amen. My name is money. Everybody say my name is money.
Money.
Say it again.
Money.
My name is money. Okay. Let him read that, and then we'll come right back to you, Jeff. Go ahead. Read the scripture there.
No man can serve two masters.
So we have two masters on the board, right? Let's find out who these two masters are.
For either he will hate the one and love the other.
Put hate one, love the other.
Or else he will hold to the one and despise the other.
He's going to hold to one and despise the other.
You or ye cannot serve God and mammon.
Now, isn't that interesting that Jesus called money a what?
A
master. He called money a what?
Master.
Notice something here. He put money on the same level as God. Even Satan didn't get that level. Now, these are the words of Jesus. He says, you can't serve two masters. So guess what? You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money, but you must serve God. Isn't that powerful? You cannot serve God, but you are anointed to serve God. So your relationship with money becomes vital to your survival because your relationship with money, are you ready for this? Your relationship with money is that money must be your friend. If money is not your friend, then money is your master. That means you start to work for money. Because you don't have a relationship that's proper with money, so money enslaves you. Say it with me, I am the master of money.
I am the master of money.
Say it again.
I am the master of money.
One more time.
I am the master of money.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff. What did you want to say?
When you spoke about, Your Eminence, when you spoke about the Father Divine, a thought came to me, and I just thought about that. Money is, you know, the green, the dollar bills, it's not really money, but it's an expression of thought. That money is really consciousness. That money is that's what money really is. It's consciousness. And that the paper and the bills, it's just a form of the consciousness.
Mm-hmm. It's just a representation. So when in one of Father Divine's papers, since you pulled me back there, and it says Father Divine, pretty much, what do you think about money? This is what Father Divine says. I materialize God. Everybody say it with me. I materialize God. Say it again.
I materialize God.
One more time.
I materialize God.
Which means everything in your world is you materializing God himself.
Yes.
Or God herself. Say with me, I materialize God. And when you materialize God, I loved it one time when Mother Hedgepet, she had went under the boiler and she saw some, she thought it was just paper sitting up under the boiler, and she took a broom and kept hitting it and finally whacked it out, and it was a big wob of money that was left by the previous owner. Thousands of dollars. She put it on her kitchen table, and her husband walked in the door. She said, look at what the presence of God in me has created. See, when you understand your relationship with money, you can begin to say, I materialize God. Say it.
I materialize God.
Again. And can I tell you that God is waiting for you to materialize him in your experience?
Yes.
I materialize God. Now, I'm working on something else. Haven't got it fully formed yet. But everything in your life gives you who you are. You're the ugliest person by who you stand next to, or you're the prettiest person by who you stand next to. Everything in your life gives you something. The car you drive gives you something. The clothes you wear gives you something. The shoes on your feet gives you something. Your education gives you something. Everything in your life and in your experience gives you an expression. I was talking to someone on yesterday, not too long ago. I was talking to them and I said, they went and did something. And I said, And they went to do that, you know, I got to find myself. I said, okay, this is great. And I said, well, what's the problem? They said, well, I'm just I'm a first lady, but I need to go find my identity. She said, I said, you're looking for your career? I said, yeah, I'm looking for my career. I said, you have your career. Your career is your public identity. I said, you're first lady. She says, your husband's a pastor. You're a first lady. He says, yeah, but I'm only a first lady because he's a pastor. I said, you haven't used your status. If you understood what a first lady was, that's like me saying, I'm only a husband because of Lady Deborah. I'm only a father because of Naomi. I'm only a grandfather because of Kennedy. No, no, no. You get the world that they give you and generate you, but you own the status that's been given to you. Most of you don't know how to own the status of what you've been given. For instance, because you worship here, you're a Zoite, you're a prophet. Some of you don't know how to own status of prophet. So you have not walked in the status. You've only been called that, but haven't walked in it and owned it. See, there's a lot of people that wear labels but don't own the label that they can wear. Amen. You know, how many of you wear Louis Vuitton but you don't own Louis? See, but see, there's something about the status that you are and who you are in the space. Sitting in this space, in this room, gives you something of value, but you have not learned how to turn up the value or realize what has been given. Amen. Amen. Like, we have Prophet William Richards. You flew all the way in here from where? St. Martin's to be here for New Year's Eve. Right? Some of you live in the city and didn't make it here New Year's Eve. He realized the value. It's almost like this, you know, shoe cobbler's children have no shoes. Because we don't understand the value of what's been given to us. You won't understand the value of the teaching that you get here until you're absent from it. There are people come back to me 10 years later and say, ooh, what the stuff you taught me back there, Bishop, I still work with that stuff. I still listen to the old tapes. I say, ooh. I say, you're a train wreck. That stuff, we don't even walk in those truths anymore. To us, that which was once light has become darkness. Because light always got to give way to the new dark, and the new dark always give birth to the new light. Yes. Yes. Amen. Okay? So, so when you start to understand the room you're sitting in gives you status. Something about you discerning who you're among or who you're with put you into a whole class by yourself. Right? But if you don't discern your status, you'll be a victim of missed opportunities. Because you had a day of visitation but didn't even know you were visited. Okay? So money also will give you access. Okay, I have here on Principle 20. Oh, this is kind of heavy. Okay, let me see. Let me see how I can give it to you this way. Money is a spiritual force. Everybody say to me, money is a spiritual force. It's so powerful that it can dehumanize people in slavery and in poverty. Money can dehumanize individuals. Get the value of what's being given to you here. The force, this force can destroy life as people subordinate their physical, psychological, and spiritual lives and health to amass more money. So how many people end up working 2 and 3 jobs to get more money, but their health suffers? Amen. Or they get more money and their family suffers. I was reading a book by, I think it's J. Paul Getty. I think it was Getty. Yes, that got all of this wealth, and then when he waited at the end, he's not sure he made a wise investment. Because the loss of family, the family became the sacrifice for the money. Amen. You know, Like some users, you do, I'll do anything for money. Well, you know, we got the whole thing with Weinstein, the casting couch. Got my part. Right? Do anything for the money, right? They went in there and said, show me the money. Show me the money. Yes, what you want to say?
They actually just came out with a movie about J. Paul Getty, and when his grandson got kidnapped, he was basically trying to negotiate like how much the ransom would be, but at the end of the movie, he died with a painting in his hand because it was something that didn't have a physical form. That was what he loved. And when he passed away, he died with a painting in his hand that he paid more than what he would pay to get his own grandson back.
Wow. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's so much things. I mean, we're gonna look at the weight of money and how money has weight in your life. So money also tempt people to be corrupt, even to the extent of causing people to betray the people closest to them. Joseph was sold to slave traders by his own brothers in the money, right? Judas sold out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Touch your neighbor and say it was the money. So money also has the power to desecrate that which is of God. Money has the power to what?
Desecrate
that which is of God. What do you mean, Prophet Jordan? Well, money also has the power to desecrate that which is of God. Aaron. Remember Aaron in the Bible? Turned around and got the golden what? He went and desecrated that which was of God through the vehicle of money. So your money is either used to worship God or either desecrate God. How is your money being used? Is it used for consecration or desecration? Okay? Money has the power to economically manipulate others socially and politically. And we're seeing that in the White House right now. Oh my God, this is such a great lesson. Amen. I mean, this is so good just looking at this here in the White House. I think I'm buying 4 more years of this. This is great, makes good TV. I have a reason to go to the news. I mean, over the last 24 hours, they were talking about my nuclear button is bigger than yours. I mean, this is great stuff. I mean, even the world is tuning in. Amen. I mean, you know, this is like an 8-year-old conversation going on. Amen. Which means that that means whatever script is in you as a child still sits in you as an adult. Just that if you don't have the filters to know how to say, tone down, child, the child in you will start speaking and then the adult will go silent. All right. Okay, so economic, social, and political power of money. When human beings love money and put their faith in money, money becomes an idol. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't you ever
put your faith
in money. Say it again.
Don't you ever
put your faith
in money.
Okay, come on, Prophet Joshua. You're going to take it from here. And he's going to take you to a TV show right now.
All right. And I'm going to ask Prophetess Jessica, Minister Jessica, to come on up and assist me with this teaching. Let's give her a great big hand clap of praise as she comes up.
together and prophesy, and the children would be right there. He gives them eye, she made eye contact with them. Like, you know, you better sit down, and it was like, and yea, the Lord would say unto you, thus is no. Amen. Okay. Coming up here. Amen.
Thank you. All right. And I think it's only right, Prophetess Jessica, that we get also the veteran ministers to come up and assist us as well with this teaching. What do you think?
I think that teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes. So we'll ask for Minister Crooks. Let's give a great big hand clap for our very own Minister Crooks and our elder Minister Prophetess Kelly. Yes, we do need some more microphones. And Prophet Kelly, you can have this seat right here. If you'd like. We can. So, condition of money, principle number 22, is the haves exercise power over the have-nots in almost every area of their common social existence. And so I guess that's why the Master Prophet was talking about this is a show, because isn't that a show, the haves and have-nots? But one of the things that's interesting is that those that have seem to control the rules of those that have not. Isn't that interesting? And so when the Master Prophet begins to talk about the condition of money, I can begin to see why he starts talking about how money is an invention. And until we can get into the space of being able to invent money, we will not be able to be in a space where we're able to invent the conditions around money for even those that have not. Is that making sense? All right. Anybody, you guys want to say anything?
So I just want to say, when I think about the haves and the have-nots, that statement makes me think about the rich get richer while the poor get poorer. Because, you know, it's one of those things like, well, yeah, it makes sense that the rich would get richer and the poor would get poorer, because if that's where the power is and that's where the conversation is being dictated, you're basically saying that rich decides the context of the conversation. And, you know, decides how everything goes or deciding the rules of the game. So one of the things that when I was younger, I was like, oh, you know, that's unfair. But as I've gotten older, I've just come to the conclusion like, oh, maybe just get rich. And, you know, rather than being in a conversation of, oh, that's not fair or how does that work, it's kind of like it seems like it's a law. Like it works that way because it's the law of attraction. It's not that something is necessarily like unfair or not right. It's just kind of like, well, yeah, that's where it would go, and that's exactly just what it is, and that's all there is to it.
Yes, that's true. You know, I was thinking, this was even yesterday, that it really goes back to what you have as opposed to what you do not have. Now, we know that according to the way the laws are set up, those that are homeowners or those that are landowners have more power than those that do not. So that's why you can see in your neighborhoods or in our neighborhoods or wherever we travel, you know where there are landowners and where there are not. You know who's wielding the power in that neighborhood and who is not. And so it brought me back to a principle years ago, maybe 20 years ago, whatever, where the Master Prophet began to teach us that you're not grown until you own. And if you don't own, you're not grown. I don't care if you're 50, 75, it doesn't matter. And so it brings us back to the point where we have to get to a place where we're thinking ownership as opposed to loanership.
Yes.
And so it goes back to the haves and the have-nots. If we were among the haves, some of the things that we allow to go on would not go on because we say, oh, no, not so. Not in my neighborhood, not where I live. And so this is a very powerful teaching right here, because it brings us back to some of the basic things that we need to move forward in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
And also, money is it's a consciousness. That's why the people that have it because they have the consciousness of money. And what Archbishop said when he was saying money is a tool, when I think of it as a tool, I think of it as a hammer. You can use it to build up or to break down. It's in your powers, in the power of your consciousness, in the power of your tongue, how you treat money. Because you ever heard a rich person bad-mouthing money?
No.
Right.
But the poor people, you always hear them bad-mouthing money. Now, like Archbishop said, money is our friend. So what friend would stay next to you if you bad-mouth them?
It's true.
The few that would stay with you, that means they're trying to suck something out of you. So it's not a give and take. That's just a take and take and take, which will dwindle you. Now, how many banks will talk to you if you have no money? A bank is not going to talk to you if you don't have money. So you have to have it to work with it.
Yeah.
So even if you physically do not have the cash, if you have the mental capacity that you are money, it'll draw to you. That aura will be on you and people saying, you look like you have money. I mean, you can have a $10 suit, but if you wear it right, nobody's going to know.
Amen.
That was actually really good, but it made me think of something. Even when you start talking about money and banks, I think about like small businesses, you know. So when you get a startup or whatever, you might not necessarily have money to begin with, but if you got the right product and the right orders and an actual real conversation that exists and it's a solid conversation, the bank will take that mindset over you actually having some money to work with. They'll go, no, you don't have the money, but you clearly have the mindset that might have came in the form of your business plan or whatever, and it was something to work with. But if you're not even in the right conversation and you have no money, then yeah, there's no conversation for money or the bank to be in with you, because it's like, we got nothing to work with over here.
Yeah.
Amen. So just right here, just for a little break right here, it's a television show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a show. So you've got to have a commercial. Amen. So the commercial is this. Go ahead and repeat after me. I am money.
I am money.
And money is my friend.
And money is my friend.
That's the end of the commercial.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is so powerful that we're having this type of teaching, especially on tonight. And I just want to tag on what Minister Crook had said, having the consciousness of money. And I reminded in the scripture while he was talking, he said, the Bible said, curse not the rich. Not
right.
Even in your thoughts. Because a bird of it will go and tell the matter. And the thing is, how many times, I know growing up as a child, in my own community, how we would just like, look at them. They're just, you know, we're angry because they have it and we don't. And we never sought out the matter. How did they get this here? And we look at Donald Trump. It wasn't that he was so smart that he got what he had. He grew up in the consciousness. And I read one of his books, a couple of pages. I didn't read the whole thing, but some of the pages. And he talked about how he was so poor and how he would walk down the street and a homeless person had more money than he did. But because he didn't have that money, he didn't allow that tool or that thing to dictate to who he was. He said, I may not have it today, but I know who I am. And because he had the consciousness of it, then it determined where he was going at. So this is so powerful because now it reminds me, what consciousness do we have of money? What have we been saying about money?
Yeah.
The haves and the have-nots. You know, you may be saying, you know, I may be down today, but you know something? The sun is going to shine. I'm not going to always be down because I know where I am. I know who I am. So allowing the consciousness of money to be who you are, to possess you and to own you. I think that would be so powerful as we as a people and as a community began to rise up and own it and take possession of what's rightfully ours. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Another commercial real quick. Just repeat after me. Money answers some things.
Money answers some things.
Oh, come on. Don't you dare.
Money answers all
Let me say that again. Money answers some things.
No.
See, I shouldn't have heard anybody say anything. No, money answers
all things.
All things. That's another commercial break. As a matter of fact, you can carry that around as a mantra. Money answers all things. Regardless of what the things are, the Bible says money
answers
how many?
All things. All things.
All things?
All things.
Health?
All things.
Debt?
All things.
Deliverance?
All things.
All things?
All things.
Relationships?
All things.
All things.
All things.
Okay, and because this is the second commercial, hallelujah, glory be to God, and because money answers all things, and you are using it as a tool, I am that thing. I am the money. That's why I have the answer, because I am the tool. I am the money.
Amen. All right, yes, we got some people that want to share, and I want to open up this, and this is powerful because the practices of the haves are different than the practices of those that have not. Do you ever realize how some individuals ever just give you money the way that they choose? Do they give you the money all balled up, money's all folded up? And the Master Prophet has been teaching us to keep the money not all facing the same way. He's also been teaching us the practice of keeping $100 on our person. And, you know, me and Prophetess Jessica, we've been doing our research. We found out that all of the rich, I think they said, the article was saying 90% of wealthy people give back. So 90% of the wealthy, even that doesn't even matter whether they're a Christian or not a Christian, it's they give back to the community. They have the principle, God's principle, seed time and harvest. So it's the practices of the haves or the practices of the rich are different than the practices of the have-nots.
Can I add something to that really quickly? So what you're saying about that, though, is that it's the habit that you have to look at is the fact that the rich are unattached to the money such that they can give it away. I'm not hung up on it. I can get more of it. So you notice a person who's rich is more giving, and you could argue, well, you're just giving because you're rich, but maybe it's your that space of you even being a giving person, your conversation with the flow of money that keeps you in the flow of it. And so, yeah, it's that habit, but particularly because people couldn't figure that out. They're like, oh, well, they're not a religious person. Why are they blessed? But the principle is the same.
And it's
they're
a different
giving person.
It's a different exchange. You see, a have-not will practice the exchange of, let me exchange my time for money, while a have will practice exchanging my money for time, because the difference is we're all wealthy in 24 hours a day. But the difference is the value that a millionaire has versus the value that someone that gets paid minimum wage has is two completely practices. They're two different practices.
That's so good. And what we were actually talking about this last night, because we were looking at, you know, what is your time actually worth? And, you know, we were in a conversation of, like, people get into this whole, oh, I don't make enough money to hire somebody to do this for me, right? But the reason that you think like that is because you don't value what you could be doing with your time. So much so that to pay you $20 to do this for an hour for me is going to free me up for all these things that I can accomplish in an hour that's going to yield me way more money than this $20 I'm going to pay you.
Exactly. Yes, so, Prophetess, so Cynthia, yes.
Okay. I want to make sure you emptied out.
Okay. I was thinking about a money consciousness will create money ideas.
Yes.
And so we see that when we look at Shark Tank. So they're creating all these, you know, ideas, and they get out there, and then the millionaires start, like, you know, vying for it. So if you got a money consciousness, it doesn't necessarily mean that the money is in your hand today, but someone may give you that money for a money idea. Money conscious will always create something that other people can use. That's where you get your money from. You know, other people see something and they reward you for whatever you have. Master Prophet teaches us the more people that you can help, then the more money you're going to make. So you see these ideas that go out in marketing and people buying products, and they become millionaires because they have the right idea.
Yeah. Amen. This reminds
me, Dr. McCarthy used to say,
your mind is the only bank there is.
Yes. Yes.
So that just reminded me of what you were just saying, Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I think this teaching is really a reminder for us to really begin to watch over our words and to really watch what we say, when we say, how we say. And a lot of times when the proverbial hits the fan, it's like, oh my God, you know, or you get when you're hit with an overdraft, or it's just like, you know, what are you still going to say? What are you going to declare? What's going to be your declaration? Like, are you going to see an overdraft as an overdraft, or are you going to see an overdraft as an overabundance? Two different things. You know, and so I think it's something for really this teaching is really a reminder for us to watch over our words, and that, and what you said, Prophetess Jessica, Minister Jessica, is that really allowing our money to work for us, really, your money should work for you, because if it's your friend, then your friend is going to help you. Your friend is going to, you know what I mean? So it's, it pick up some of the slack. So rather than you sitting here mowing the grass, you know, 3, 5 hours, 6 hours all day sweating, let your friend help you.
Grace and peace, everyone. What I discovered over the years is three things. When you're a choreographer and you're a dancer and you have no money, $0, the first thing that comes to your mind is either you take your body and go and strip on a pole and do gymnastics and get money, or you create works. And what I discovered is that when you create works, like when you create a play or a production, people are more anxious to come and see what you've done with the body of works with people versus you spinning on a pole. And what I discovered is that people don't know how yet to discover that team effort to generate wealth, because there's no such thing a millionaire became a millionaire by himself. If I take six poor people and put them together, I guarantee that I could make millionaires out of those six poor people, because the conscious idea of collaboration is what creates the wealth consciousness. The wealthy knows how to communicate with each other and say, listen, you have this idea, I have this idea, let's take this. Like, for example, we were out to a store just now. A friend of mine said to me, you know, I want to do some shrimps in South America. If you know anything but shrimp, it's one of the biggest selling commodities in the world, and it's imported all over China. And if you have $50 and you buy a piece of land and you grow shrimp, you have $100,000 2 years later. It's a simple consciousness you have to have, and when you're lacking motivation within self, that is what makes you don't get to that wealth conscious structure. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They see us do what we do, but they don't realize the prophesying to people, 1,000 hours of doing it. Eventually, you walk into a bank or a store and say, you know, Lord said this to you, Lord said this about me. That person will give you favor, because that's also part of your gift of your wealth. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Thank you for that. All right.
Commercial? They were talking about how people give money all different kinds of ways. They just ball it up, and you've seen it all,
yeah.
Even right here, just ball it up, put it in the basket or whatever. But in Ghana, the saying was, don't mwa-mwa the money.
Right.
So, say that with me. Don't mwa-mwa the money.
Don't mwa-mwa the money.
Because you don't want money coming back to you being mwa-mwa'd.
Wow.
Which means it's tight. Right. You're not getting enough of it. Notice our envelopes.
Yeah, that was...
You were going there?
Go ahead.
Our envelopes. You notice the size of our envelopes? Don't they look gigantic?
Yes.
That's so you can put all your money in there. Face it. Let it lay out straight.
Yes.
Don't mwah-mwah. Don't crush it trying to put it down in the envelope. Make sure it's laid out. Thank you, Vanna. See, it's laid out there. It's laid out. Make sure that you honor your money. When you honor your money will honor you.
Yes. And that brings me to another one of the practices of the haves versus the practices of a have-not. The practice of the haves is the haves practice circulating money,
yeah.
Yes. While the have-nots will spend it.
That's right.
And
say it again.
No,
didn't land.
I know. The haves practice circulating money while the have-nots will spend. And if it's spending, it doesn't ever come back to you.
If you're spending it, you're ending it.
Right.
If you're spending money, you're ending money.
Yes.
Think, just you don't have to go back too far. Just think about Christmas time. How much did you spend? And how much of that spend is coming back to you?
That's good.
But how much did you circulate?
Exactly.
So that it gives it a chance to come back to you, not miss you. Okay.
See, and what you guys are addressing is really, again, our conversation and our language around money. Because while your action is kind of still the same, you're still taking the money out of your pocket, giving it to that person, but your conversation and your experience of what's happening is different, and that certainly affects then what's happening. Because, when you're talking about habits of the haves versus habits of the have-nots, a have is going to highlight how much money they have, right? Where a have-not mostly just talks about how much money they don't have. That's all is the conversation. I don't have enough for this. I don't have enough for that. I never have enough money. The bank just wants to take my money. There's all these conversations where a have is like, if you notice, those types of conversations just don't exist. And so all of the language around money is different from what they're saying they're doing with the money to the experience that's happening with the money when they check their bank account. It's not a, somebody took this from me or whatever. It's just, it's a different language around it. And I'm sure those of you who work in the finance business, hearing what you guys speak about in the offices, for instance, versus what you hear people who have actually no relationship to money use, it's kind of like you guys aren't even talking about the same thing. Like the language around it is completely opposite of what you want to occur.
Can you say that again when you said that you're spending money?
You're ending. Oh, you're ending your experience with money. Right. If you spend it, you end it. So don't ever, from this point on, nobody in here should be spending money.
That's right. We're circulating.
Right.
And the practice of the haves is tithing. How many of you know that a practice of the haves is tithing? It's giving. It's proof that I have. It's proof that I have. Proof that God is my source. That I'm not trusting, I'm not holding on to mammon being my God, because I serve God with money. I don't serve money. So when I'm able to give, when I'm able to practice, and I would like us to pass out the envelopes so that everybody can get into this practice. Because when you have, or when you understand that my God supplies all my needs, when you understand who your source is, whatever it is that's in your bank account, whatever it is that's in your wallet, that is temporary to an infinite supply that God has for you. Is this making sense? So I would like for us to get into the practice around our giving. And let's get into the practice as a have. Because tap your neighbor and say, hello, have.
Hello, have.
Hello, have.
Hello, have.
So can we have, since you passed out the envelope, see, I didn't... You getting them prepared. That's good. Let's go ahead and get them prepared. We're still in the haves and the have-nots. Let's talk about your money. When you're handling your money, I'm not saying anything new. Let me just say this. If you're hearing it for the first time, it's because you're new here. But if you've been here, you understand this is nothing new. The Master Prophet, Bishop, His Eminence, has taught this for years. When you're handling your money, that's why we talked about the envelope a little earlier, make sure that your heads are not bumping.
Yeah. That's what I was just...
You go, the heads of your money should not be... In other words, they should not be kissing each other. They should all be faced in a forward direction. Why? That's why. Because you want your money to be moving forward always. So if you have it in your pocket, you know, like you get the change back from the cashier, whatever, and she gives you money, and you just kind of push it down in there, not working. Take your time. They'll wait behind you. The next person will just have to wait because you're getting your consciousness straight here. No, I'm going to put it in the right way so that my heads are facing the right way. The heads are not bumping. They're not looking backwards. They're looking forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, can I add to that? If you've ever been online behind anyone at the bank with any real kind of money, they don't rush and scurry off from the teller with their cash and fiddle with it and stuff it on their way. No, they take their time. They're taking their stack of money, opening their wallet, stuffing it in there, and you might be, you know, anxious because you're just going to get your little 20 out, but they're looking going, well, this cash, I'm going to take my time with and guide it, and we have to function that way as well. You can't really, you know, rush through your process with money. You have to enjoy it. It's your friend. When you see a friend that you love, don't you take a little extra time with it? Like, you should do
And thank you for that, because we should also, the Master Prophet was teaching us about anointing our money and talking to our money. You see, if money is a friend, if money is our friend or our partner, then that means that we are in a conversation or a dialogue with that partner. And so some of us may need to get in conversation with that money. You know, listen, when I see you again, I want you to be bringing all of your friends. Am I talking to the right people?
because, you know, money is on a word-of-mouth conversation.
Money is...
It goes out there, tells the other money what's been going on, and then they know where to go to. Okay, this is where the party's at, because we get to go fun places. When I go over here,
yes.
I end up traveling. I end up having all these experiences. I've been to other countries with you. You know, like, that. Your friend wants to come around with you.
And
I want to go with the friend that's taking me places.
I like the way Reverend Ike said it. He said, money is a high-class lady or a high-class woman, and it wants to be treated right. And so, you know.
See, also talking about the high class woman, you guys might think I'm crazy, but try it. When you get money in your hand, smell it.
Ooh.
The smell of money. Look, smell your money. It has a sweet, savory smell. I'm serious.
It does.
Next time you go to the bank, you get some money, a wad in your hand,
smell it.
Smell it. And you're going to know it's a sweet smelling smell. I'm telling you.
I'm going to also share with that. Money is alive.
Yes. Yes.
Money, I'm telling you, when they test money and they go to, like, for example, they test a $100 bill, they will rub the money on a white piece of paper. And when they don't rub, or what they do, they fold the money up like this, and the money opens back up. They know it's real. They have so many ways of testing money, to the point where they actually have the money goes on the thing, and when you see it on the microscope, you actually see things moving on the money.
Wow.
Because the ink is so unique and so well developed that it is alive. That's
yeah.
why it's very hard for this time for them to actually counterfeit these new bills, because it has actual mechanical movements on the bills.
Yeah.
So money is alive. It's nothing dead. Fake money is dead.
Amen. Thank you for that. That is good. Because money comes from trees. And isn't that crazy how the have-nots say that money doesn't grow on trees? Isn't that crazy? All right, so I want us to all get our partner. Everyone got their partner? Get your partner. The offering envelope is not your partner.
Somebody feels like a card, an envelope there, but it was still there.
And they just left it here. You see how they did their partner? Well, these partners are. So I want you to get an offering in your hand of $50 or more.
Now, can I say this while you're getting your 50? Come on.
You cut it off.
All right, commercial. Don't block the prophet, the minister out, because he said 50. And you say, oh, I'm out of that. I don't have 50. You're still in it. You get as close to the 50 as you can.
That's right.
Maybe you have 5, then you give your 5. Maybe you have 20.
Thank
you. Give your 20. You're 25, you give your 25. But don't close an ear, a deaf ear, because you said, okay, well, he's not talking to me because I don't have 50 tonight. First of all, you said the wrong thing. Now, you won't have 50 if you keep saying, I don't have 50, because 50 won't come to you. But if you say, I'm going to circulate the best I have,
that's right,
and get as close to that as he's asked for, you're going to find yourself being blessed. But never say what you don't have when it comes to the offering. What you do is say, I am that offering, just not right now. And you give what you have. Make sense to you? We're just talking common sense stuff. No heavy theological disseminations tonight. Real simple. Amen.
All right, get a song going. And did you enjoy tonight's teaching by the master prophet and then the second half by the leadership? If you need to... Yeah, they're going to send it down. Oh, you can also text to give by texting the number 646-762-0433. 646-762-0433.
All right, I hope you got that.
Prophet Antoinette, I hope you got that number down. What number is that? That is the number you see in the ground, and that's 212-316-2177. Let me just find out, are there any prophets on the line? We're getting ready to minister the word of the Lord to those who have been sowing their seed tonight, that 8018. This is the last night for that, and this is the opportunity. So you have an opportunity to get it and to allow it to work for you.
Prophet Antoinette, Prophet Alva is available.
Hi, Prophet Alva. How you doing?
I am well and well. Well and well. That was a good recording. I like that.
Yeah, we had this was our service tonight. This was our leadership meeting. So you're now able to come in on our leadership meeting. Thank you for being here tonight. All right, Prophet Alva. Next prophet.
Prophet Bessie.
Prophet Bessie. How are you, Miss Prophetess?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I'm so excited. I'm on a high. We're having a wonderful wonderful support system for one of our sisters tonight here at the sanctuary. And the theater community has come together to be a blessing to their sister. The church has already done it, but now her community is here, the theater community. So you might hear some beautiful singing or anything going on here tonight. It's just been a wonderful turnout. So thank you, Prophet Alva, Prophet Bessie. Amen. Is there any other prophets on the line? Are there any other prophets on the line?
Prophet Jeff Jackson.
All right, Prophet Jeff Jackson is making his sacrifice. Why? Because he's at work. You know what? You're a trooper. Stormtrooper, you're here, and thank you for being here, Prophet Jeff. Amen. Any other prophets? All right. So we're going to go ahead and let's see. Prophet Joshua, are you there?
Yes, and yes, I am here, and that was some teaching tonight, wasn't it, Prophet?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, really, I'm just kind of in the place where you had a conference call a couple of days ago. It might have been New Year's Day. The day before, I don't know. But you talked about the things that keep us from moving forward could be hearing us and causing us to not have a listening for who we really are, but having a listening for the situations we're going through instead of who we are and what we're to have. So I want to just say that this teaching was really, really good tonight. So, Prophet Joshua, I'm going to turn it over to you. You tell me where you want to go from here, because I don't want the sound behind me to interfere. So I'm here.
Amen.
What
amen.
Would you like to do now?
All right. Well, I want to encourage the people of God. Listen, tonight is the last night for the law of abundance, and you want to make sure you write your law of abundance check so that you are a part of this law of abundance season. Also, get your $218 seed in the ground because you want to make sure you get a bottle of anointing oil to wipe the ugly off of your face. And the master prophet has already given that prophetic word, Prophet Antoinette, that God is giving us beauty for ashes. So let's open up the caller queue, Prophetess Antoinette, as we're going to begin to start ministering to those that have gotten their seed in the ground, and we'll have the company of prophets minister to three apiece. And let's go ahead and open up our caller queue and give them the instructions on coming on.
Wow, I just love that, Moderator Jenny. Yes. And so we are right here in the call queue right now, and we're getting ready to open up that call queue. And let's get the lineup of the company of prophets. I have Prophetess Alva on the line. Prophetess Bessie is number two. And Prophet Jeff Jackson is number three. Did I omit any prophets? All right, so here we are, Prophet Joshua.
Prophet Michael's still with you.
Prophet Michael. All right, Prophet Michael's number four. All right, so we are here and ready to prophesy. And so we're going to go ahead. You want us to go ahead and open up the first call?
Yes, let's go ahead, Prophet Antoinette.
Okay, Moderator Jenny, we're ready? And so if you're coming into the call queue, state your name, city, state, and what seed you've sown, and we're going to acknowledge your seed and minister the word of the Lord to you. So state your name, please, and tell us where you're calling from. Hi, your line is open, Satan.
Okay. Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year wish to everyone too. Please extend my New Year wishes to Master Prophet and his family. My name is Namdi Onoa. I'm calling from the UK. I actually saw the 88.1 SC.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Bless you. Okay. So,
thank you too.
Prophetess Alva, go ahead and minister the word of the Lord to him. And this is, take your breathing in the phone, so you want to kind of watch that. It's Inandi. So go ahead, Prophetess Alva.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Thank you.
We thank you for Inandi. We thank you, Father, for where he's at in his life. We thank you for where you're taking him. We thank you for grace and mercy in this season. Inandi, I'm hearing the Lord saying, he said he's strengthening your walk. He's strengthening your legs, your spiritual legs in this season. He said, for you shall walk and not faint in this season. He said, your spiritual muscles are getting stronger and stronger. He said, continue to practice your stand and your walk. He said, because as you walk, you will not be weary and you will run and not faint. He said, I am also blessing your wallet in this season as you continue to move on in the Lord. And that is the word of the Lord.
Oh, thank you very much.
Amen. And that is the power of?
That is the power of prophecy.
Amen. And God bless you. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Amen.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Moderator Jenny. All right. Your line is open. State your name and tell us where you're calling from. What seat did you sell?
Andrea, I'm from Miami, Florida. I sold the, this is my fourth time selling the 8018, and I did the 218 also.
All right. All right. Got you right here. Go ahead, Prophetess Bessie.
Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for moving by your spirit, and we pray that your word come forth in clarity. And in strength, in Jesus' name we pray. I hear the word of the Lord saying, peace be unto you in this season. And as you're moving forward, he wants you to learn how to rest in him. When things are not coming together, you get a little bit anxious. But God say he wants you to be confident. It's not what it looks like, but it's what he's already spoken unto you. And even be careful in this season of what you're speaking. Make sure you're not giving life to the wrong things, and make sure you're not giving death to the wrong things or what you're speaking to in this season. For God said he's already anointed you to create the world that you desire to live in, and that is the word of the Lord.
Wow, that is a power prophecy. Amen.
Amen. Wow. All right. Thank you so much for sowing your seed and standing with the prophet. All right. Open the line, Moderator Jenny. Next partner, state your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm Prophet Jeff, and calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, Prophet Jeff, what seat did you sell?
818.
Thank you. All right, go ahead, Prophet Jeff. What's the word of the Lord?
Amen. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your word. Lord, we thank you for clarity. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your presence and divine order. In Jesus' name we pray, Father God, amen. I hear the word of the Lord. God is setting a standard. God is causing you to set a standard and set a stand in this season. He's causing you to stand in things, stand and not be moved. I hear God saying he's causing you to have clarity in your thoughts, a clarity in direction, and that is the word of the Lord. Can you say that?
And there is most definitely the power of prophecy.
Amen. God bless you, man of God, and thank you again for standing with the company of prophets. All right, Moderator Jenny, next caller. State your name and tell us where you're calling from. What seed did you sow?
Latoya Dawkins, Los Angeles, California, $100.
Yeah, I see you all the way to Prophecology. All right, thank you for sowing your seed, Latoya. And we have, do we have a prophet after you, Prophet Jeff? besides myself? Okay. Well, let me go ahead and minister to you, Father God. We thank you for the power of your word. And I hear the word of the Lord saying, Latoya, this is the season to make it happen. And look from me, and I'll give it to you to give it to others. And that's the word of the Lord. Would you say that's the power of prophecy?
Yes, and that is the power of prophecy. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. See, prophets, you can do it in 30 seconds. All right. It's the strength, not the length. All right. So go ahead, Moderator Jenny, next prophet. And next partner. State your name, sir, and tell us where you're calling from. What seat did you sow tonight?
This is Willie Smoke.
Hi, Willie Smoke. Thank you. What seed did you sow tonight?
I sowed a seed earlier for 365 for the day.
All right, Willie Smoke. Thank you so much. And we're going to go back to the top, Prophet Alva. What's the word of the Lord to Brother Willie Smoke?
Father, we thank you for Willie Smoke. We lift him up, Lord, to you. We thank you for what you're doing in his life in this season. Thank you for accuracy in this season. The Lord is saying, this is a season for victory in your life. He said, begin to thank and give him praise because he's there to always cause you to triumph and to give you the victory. He said, don't look at the bumps in the road that you could not overcome previously, but he said, you will overcome in this season, and that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen, and may the Lord bless you really good. All right, next partner, state your name and tell us where you're calling from and what seed did you sow tonight.
Yes, Anthony Smith from Chandler, Arizona. I done the $52 seed.
Oh, the favorite seed. I remember that. Prophet Betsy, what's the word of the Lord to Brother Anthony Smith? Can't wait to see you at Prophecology. Prophet Betsy.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you for your son, Anthony. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for moving by your spirit. And we pray that your word come forth in clarity and in strength. I hear the word of the Lord saying new strength, new insight, new power that you're walking through. And know that in this season, make sure you're taking off all limits. Don't be afraid to take the risk because God said he's doing a new thing in you. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And that's the power of prophecy.
Amen. Powerful. So go ahead, Moderator Jenny, we're going to go ahead and open the next line and see who's sown their seed. We want to acknowledge the seed and to minister the word of the Lord.
Barbara Hicks. All right. From Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, Barbara Hicks. How's everything?
Fine. I sold $80.18 today.
Uh-oh. You're right on that dime. You're right on the mark. All right.
I can't say I didn't have it. I just had to wait.
All right. Well, you know what? You're in on time. Prophet Jeff Jackson, what's the word of the Lord? Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your presence, your word of truth and clarity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hear
thank
the word
you.
Of the Lord.
That is the word of prophecy.
Amen. I hear the word of the Lord saying, God's given you the freedom to get wealth. He's given you wisdom to create financial freedom in this season. I hear God saying, riches are yours, saith him. He says, give yourself permission. And that is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. And that's the word of prophecy.
Amen. That is the power of prophecy. God bless you and thank you. All right, Moderator Jenny, we are ready. You know, she got in. She said she got in, but you know what? She got in on time. It's just, you know what? That's not given to the Swiss. Trust me. Okay. Moderator Jenny, we have another caller on the line. Partner, state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Vanessa Griffin. I'm calling from Palmetto, Georgia. I sold a seed of 80-18 tonight.
Oh, wow. I'm happy for you. I already know what that's going to do. yes, I already know what it's going to do for you. Quickly. And so we're going to go ahead and minister the word of the Lord to you, Father. Thank you for the power of your word. And I hear the word of the Lord saying, you can, you shall, and you must. And that is the word of the Lord. And would you say that's the power of prophecy?
And that's the power of prophecy. I receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, beautiful. Peace and grace. All right. You know, we're in an anointing right now. We're in a church service right now. Can you believe this? The house of the prophets is live right now. So we want you to come on into the call queue. We're going to minister the word of the Lord to you. Go ahead and state your name. Next partner.
Prophet Eula Buford.
All right, Prophet Eula Buford. All right, go ahead. What's
he that you saw? I was calling in to let you know that I have sent my abundance seed in, and I mailed it in today. I want to let you know that I sent it in, so I want to let you know that it is coming in.
Right. You wanted the postmark. Okay.
Yes,
well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and minister to that seed. So let me do that. So we'll do it like that.
Okay.
So, Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord for Eula, and we thank you for the power of your word. And I hear the word of the Lord saying, your appetite's going to change, and this will be a season of a new breath to do new things, and that is the word of the Lord. And a prophet will call you once the seed is in, all right?
Okay.
All right, beautiful.
I didn't get my instruction off my udder.
It will come when the seed comes. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Right. You're blessed. All right, go ahead, moderator. Next partner.
Okay. Oh, God bless Prophetess Antoinette. Prophetess Margaret Grant.
Beautiful. All right, go ahead, because we're getting taken up. 52, that's that favorite seed. Go ahead, Prophet Alva. What's the word of the Lord?
Father, we thank you for Prophetess Margaret Grant. We thank you, Father, for your goodness that follows her all the days of her life. We thank you for accuracy in Jesus' name. Prophetess Margaret Grant, the Lord is saying, whatever you declare and decree, I will confirm it in this season. He said, I have given you my word in your belly. He said, spring forth and let this come to pass. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And that's the power of prophecy. Thank you for
that. And that's the power of prophecy. And you can hear it again tonight on the replay and then put your phone by it and then record your word. That's what all of you could do. Put your phone, hear the recording again. When it comes to your prophecy, press play. All right? So there you go. You can line them all up. Every time you sow a seed, line your prophecies up. Okay, next partner on the line. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Earlene from Mobile, Alabama.
All right. What seed did you sow tonight?
I did the twin.
Oh, bless you. And you getting ready to push something out your way. All right. You had to do it. I know how that feels. When you have to do something, you just have to do it because God said if you don't do it, I'm going to deal with that. You're disobedient. So go ahead. All right. So go ahead, moderator and prophetess Bessie. What is the word of the Lord? I'm sorry. Who said that?
It's Prophet Morales. I think you forgot.
I called you, but you didn't answer, so I missed you. So you go after Prophet Jeff. So go ahead, Prophet Bessie.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for your daughter. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for moving by your spirit. And we pray that your word come forth in clarity and in strength. In Jesus' name we pray. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's stretching you in this season. Not only are he stretching you in this season, but he's bringing clarity to a lot of things. You're going to be amazed of things that's opening up because of the clarity that you're receiving. So know that this is a season of impartation and visitation. And that is the word of the Lord.
And that is the power of prophecy.
Amen. God bless you and thank you. And keep that close to your heart. All right, next one, prophetess, moderator Jenny.
Good evening.
Good evening. State your name, please. Thank you for being here.
Yes, this is Denishan calling from Lusby, Maryland.
Hi, Denise. Thank you for being here. We're going to have Prophet Jeff Jackson. And after that, coming up will be Prophet Michael. So, Prophet Michael, get it ready now. There you go, Prophet Jeff.
Amen. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your word, your truth, and your clarity. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father God. Amen. I hear the word of the Lord saying, prepare for travel in this season. God is calling you prophet or prophetess in this season. He says, prepare for travel. And that is the word of the Lord.
And that is the power of prophecy. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you and be blessed with that word. All right, moderator Jenny, we are ready for the next. State your name and tell us where you're calling from. Prophet Michael, you're up. So next partner, state your name. Oh, let's see. I'm going to see if there's anyone else in the call queue. Oh, there's no more?
Bless you. Okay. God bless you.
All right. Is that God bless Shirley Johnson?
No.
Okay, Prophet Michelle, how you doing?
God bless you, Prophet Antoinette.
Yeah,
I'm doing right. Very well.
Good,
I did the 80-18.
Oh,
I did the 80-18 seat. I did this seat for my son.
Gary.
For Gary Ryan,
yes. You know I know Gary, and Gary's a blessed man. Amen. Well, go ahead, Prophet Michael Ellis has Gary's name in his heart. Go ahead, Prophet Michael.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, we thank you for this woman of God. We thank you for this son. And we thank you for a clear prophetic word. In Jesus' name, amen. And I hear the word of the Lord for you. In the year, the 2018, this year, you're going to start to spring up. You're going to find this. You're going to find yourself coming around new discoveries. You're also going to find yourself beginning to write something. I don't know if you started any writing or anything, but you're going to find yourself beginning to write. I know that the hand of God is going to be with you even as you begin to pray and begin to write in advance. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And that is the power of prophecy. Thank you.
God bless you. I'll see you in Prophetology, my friend. It's been a minute. I'll see you. Amen.
Hello.
All right. Who's? Yes. Okay. Who's next?
Adrian Nunez.
All right, Adrian.
Yeah. Hello.
You did the 88 team?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Father God, we thank you for this man of God, faithful in this and believes in the seed in Jesus' name. Now, I hear the word of the Lord saying, and the transportation is getting ready to change. Get what you desire and do not look back. And that's the word of the Lord. Would you say that's the power of prophecy?
That is the power of prophecy. Destiny not lift up the chance. It's a matter of choice. Thank you so
That's
much. God
right.
bless you. Bless all the
we
company of prophets. And thank
we
you.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for sowing your seed into your life.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay, so I know who this is. This must be who is this? Who is this again? State your name.
Demetria Alexander.
Yeah, you say hello all the time, just like that. So I know you now. Well, go ahead, and you did the 88. Okay, so Prophet Alva, back to you. What's the word of the Lord to Demetria Alexander? Thank you.
Father, we thank you for Demetria Alexander. We thank you for her life. We thank you for what you've given her in this season and what is about to happen. Demetria Alexander, the Lord said, you are creating a clearance in this city, in this season, because I am giving you new. All things are becoming new. He said, you're getting revelation and your consciousness is expanding to see the new in this season and to see God. Look for God in everything that you do and that happens. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. That is the power of prophecy.
All right. Thank you for sowing your seed. All right, next partner, step right up. This is time to prophesy. All right. Great. Okay, so this is Placide. God bless you, and we're going to have Prophet Bessie. We're going to have Prophet Jeff, minister of the word of the Lord, too. What seed did you sow, Placide?
80-18.
All right, God is with you. Go ahead, Prophet
Yes.
Jeff.
Amen. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your word. Lord, we thank you for clarity. We thank you for understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hear God saying he's raising you up in leadership in this season. He's causing you to draw all men unto you. He's giving you a word in your mouth. He's causing you to preach the gospel in this season, young men and old, and that is the word of the Lord. Can you say that's the power of prophecy?
Yes, that is the power of prophecy. God bless you. God bless you. Wow.
Mm-mm. Amen.
Jesus.
God bless you. All right. I'm here. All right. Thank you for joining us. Next partner. Moderator Jenny, I'm not. Yeah. Moderator Jenny, do we have anyone else in the call queue? I don't see anyone right now.
Yes, I'm in the queue.
Oh. Okay. All right. God bless you. And state your name.
This is Shirley Johnson again.
And Shirley Johnson, hi.
Yes. Prophet Giddings or whatever his name was supposed to be calling me into the call today.
Getchen, and he didn't. All right. Okay.
And we only
hold on one.
An hour and a half away.
Hold on 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Jenny, are you there, Jenny? Would you mind having a moderator call her right now, please? Hold on. I'm just getting her. Yes, you can. You can close it out now since we have no one else, but take her number, and her name is Shirley Johnson. And if you can just ask the moderator to call her right away. She didn't get her instructions, please. Jenny, just give me a... Okay.
Do you think there's any way he can give me the instructions over the phone? Because I'm not...
No, just hold on. Just hold on. She'll take care of it. She's the supervisor of the moderators, and she'll take care of it. I just need her to make sure she acknowledges to me that she has your phone number, and she'll have someone call you now, but you'll have to hang up. She said she did. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hang up the phone, and Jenny will. Jenny, are you the one that's going to call her, or are you going to send someone else so we know who to expect? Hold on. Don't hang up.
Okay.
I just need to be able to get her. She's getting the... Hold on. Jane, hang up the phone. No problems. They got you. Okay?
All right.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate that. Go ahead and close up the call queue. Thank you so much, moderator Jenny, for your real expertise. Back to you, Prophet Joshua.
Amen and amen. All right, well, Prophet Antoinette, let's get the people of God ready with the announcement, and then we'll go ahead and give all of our acknowledgments and get ready for the rebroadcast, which is coming up shortly. So if you missed anything, you'll be able to hear it right here on this conference live. Make sure you get your seat in the ground. We have under 2 hours for you to go ahead and get that in the ground before the season or the window for the Law of Abundance check closes. And you do not want to be missing out on this seed in this season. And so you want to make sure that you've got your seed in the ground for that. But Prophetess Antoinette, let us go ahead and give the people of God the announcement on what they can expect coming up.
Yes. You know, this is my pleasure. You know, 12 o'clock tonight, the prayer. 12 or 12:30, live prayer. And if you have a prayer request, go to prophetessdeborahjordan.com. Get your prayer request through, but meet them on the line at 5 minutes to 12 and get your prayer request through and listen to the prayers that have gone up for those who have submitted their prayer request. Not only that, I want you to meet us back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for the live conference call with the Master Prophet and Prophet Joshua Jordan. And then at 12 o'clock, it's all about prophecology. You need to know. You don't need to be in the dark. So be there at 12 o'clock noon, and then back at 8 o'clock, we'll be back live. That's right. We'll be live tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and then the cycle goes. But listen, I don't want you to forget this. On the 21st of this month, we're going to have a revival. And you don't want to miss it. Master Prophet has a special guest coming. And Samson Amaltain is going to be here. I just want you to know. You don't want to miss it. So 212-316-2177 to get your seat in the ground. And we want you to be a part of what's going on. And we hope that you have gotten your instructions. Make sure you have all that clear. Because tonight is the 8018 seat place. Right here. We want you to get that in the ground and get things going. So bless you, bless you, bless you. Prophet Joshua, I want to thank all the prophets that have been on the line. Prophet Alva, Prophetess Bessie, Prophet Jeff,
yes,
Prophet Mike,
Alva,
Michael.
Prophet Jeff,
thank
Prophet
you, Prophet Michael.
Prophet Michael for,
yes. For being
so,
on
yes,
the line.
So,
I want to thank you.
thank you, Prophetess Antoinette. Yes, and we also want to thank you, Prophetess Antoinette, for being the lead prophetess on the line tonight. And we also want to thank all of the moderators in the background. I want to thank Jane and Jenny and Lynn, everybody in the background, all of the moderators. They are absolutely phenomenal. Christian, thank you one and all. God bless you. And, you know, Prophetess Antoinette, I'm going to start acknowledging the moderators by name on the conference line because they are outstanding. And we want to thank each and every one of them for all of their support in the background. God bless you one and all. We also want to thank our Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to ministry, being a yes to the will and the way of the Lord. So thank you, Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. And with all of that being said, people of God, I want you to remember these words, that destiny is not left up to chance, but it is a matter of choice. Always, always, always choose Christ. God bless you. Love you to life, family. Peace.
God bless you.